Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 4, the new husband. Saturday, related verses. Romans 6:4. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Romans 7:6. But now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held, so that we serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. 2 Corinthians 3:6 through 8 and 15 through 18. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Moreover, if the ministry of death, engraved in stone and letters, came about in glory, so that the sons of Israel were not able to gaze at the face of Moses, because of the glory of his face, a glory which was being done away with, how shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? Indeed, unto this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. Related reading. Romans 7:6 shows that as the wife, we must serve the Lord in newness of spirit, not in oldness of letter. We have to realize that in 6:4, we have the newness of life of our living. In 7:6, we have the newness of spirit for our service. Newness of life issues from our being identified with Christ's resurrection and is for our walk in our daily life. Newness of spirit issues from our being discharged from the law and being joined to the resurrected Christ and is for our service to God. Thus, both newness of spirit and newness of life are results of the crucifixion of the old man. Furthermore, both newness of life and newness of spirit are related to the Spirit. The newness of life is related to Christ himself in his resurrection, who is the life-giving Spirit. The Spirit in the phrase newness of spirit refers to our regenerated human spirit, in which the Lord as the Spirit dwells. We may serve in newness of spirit because God has renewed our spirit. Everything that is related to our regenerated spirit is new, and everything that comes out of our spirit is new. Our regenerated spirit is a source of newness because the Lord, the life of the Lord, and the Holy Spirit are there. We need to learn how to exercise our spirit continually. In our regenerated spirit, there is nothing but newness. Oldness is not with our regenerated spirit. It is with the old law, the old regulations, and the old letters. Therefore, we should not serve in oldness of letter. By letter, Paul means the code of the written law in the Bible. There are many ordinances, requirements, and regulations in the Bible. If we do not have the Spirit and instead desire to keep these ordinances, requirements, and regulations, we will serve God in the oldness of the dead letter. We need to realize that we as the old man have been crucified with Christ, and that we as the new man are freed from the old man's law and have been married to our new husband, the resurrected Christ, that we might bear fruit to God and serve the Lord in newness of spirit. We all must learn how to exercise our spirit. When you come to the meetings of the church, do not exercise your memory, exercise your spirit. If you exercise your spirit, you will have something new to offer the brothers and sisters. This is also true in giving a message. If I retain a great deal of information in my memory and try to give a message according to this memorized material, that message will be old, filled with the oldness of dead knowledge. However, if I forget my memory and exercise my spirit as I give the message, something new will burst forth. I had this kind of experience during the Erie Conference in 1969. In one meeting, I stood up to speak, but was not clear concerning the content of the message. I stood by faith, exercising my spirit. Immediately, the matter of the seven spirits in the book of Revelation came forth. Everyone who heard that message can testify that it was new, fresh, powerful, and living. That was the first day the sevenfold intensified spirit came forth. As regenerated people who have been joined to Christ as the new husband, we must bear fruit to God. Whatever we do, are, and have must be God Himself. God overflows from our being to become our fruit to God Himself. We must also serve the Lord in newness of spirit, not in oldness of letter, not in oldness of the law. We have nothing to do with the law any longer. We have been freed from it. Now we are under grace, living with and by our new husband, who is Christ.